Title: Offbeat Percussion to Lift the Break Beginner. All right, let's make your drum and bass drums feel like they're rolling forward, even if the kick and snare pattern is super simple. This lesson is all about offbeat percussion. Think of it as the stuff that lives around the break. Shakers, hats, little rim clicks, maybe a ride. The goal is movement and momentum, not more noise. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar drum loop that feels like it's lifting into the snare and pushing into the next bar. Before we touch anything, quick mindset shift. We're going to assign roles, not stack layers randomly. You want one element that tells the listener where the offbeats are, one element that creates constant motion, one element that adds occasional spice, and one element that you can fade in for energy, like a ride. Step 0. Set up your Ableton session. Set your tempo to something DNB friendly, around 172 to 175 BPM. Now make a few tracks. First, a drum's backbone MIDI track with a drum rack. Second, a break layer audio track for your break. Third, an offbeat perk track, also a drum rack or simpler based kit. And then group those drum tracks together into a drum bus group. If you like staying organized, color code them. It sounds boring, but when you're moving fast, it genuinely helps. Now step 1. Build a basic two-step backbone so we have a reference. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip on your backbone track. Keep it classic. Kick on beat 1. Snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Optionally, add a lighter kick on beat 3 if you want a little extra push, but keep it subtle. This is your anchor. Everything else we add should make this feel like it's moving, not confuse it. On the backbone track, due to quick devices, add EQ 8 and high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. That's just cleaning out useless sub rumble. Then add saturator, drive it maybe 2 to 5 dB, and turn soft clip on. This is one of those simple Ableton stock moves that makes drums feel more solid without overthinking it. Step 2. Bring in a break layer for texture. Drag in a break. Amen style. Think break. Anything crunchy works. This is for vibe and detail. If you keep it as audio, set warp mode to beats, preserve to transients, and keep the transient loop mode off. Then adjust the envelope somewhere around 40 to 70 so it feels tight instead of smeary. If you want more control, right-click the break and choose slice to new MIDI track, then slice to drum rack. Now you can reprogram the break hits like it's your own kit. Either way, do a quick mix move on the break layer, EQ 8, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz so the break isn't fighting your kick and sub. If it sounds boxy, do a small cut in the 250 to 400 range. And if you want extra grit, add drum bus lightly. Keep boom off most of the time for breaks unless you specifically want extra low thump. Now the main event. Step 3. Choose your offbeat percussion sounds. On your offbeat perk track, load a small kit. 4 to 6 sounds is plenty. A tight closed hat, a shaker or noisy hat layer, a rim, clave or short woody click, a ride, preferably not too bright, and optionally, a tiny tick or Foley click for texture. Here's the big beginner tip. Shorten more than you EQ. A lot of people try to fix hats with EQ, but the real problem is often that the sounds are just too long. So for each sound in simpler, set it to one-shot mode, turn snap on, and reduce the decay. Hats might end up around 50 to 150 milliseconds depending on the sample. The important rule is, each hit should stop before the next important drum, especially before the snare. If something is harsh, use simpler's filter to gently calm it down. You can always brighten later, but harsh hats will fatigue your ears fast. Step 4. Program the core offbeat pattern. The lift. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip on offbeat perk. First, the classic offbeat hat. Place your closed hat on the ands, the offbeats. If you're looking at 16th note grid positions, that's the third 16th of each beat. So you'll have 4 hats per bar, each one landing between the kicks and snares. Now don't slam them all at the same velocity. Set a starting range, maybe 70 to 95, and vary them. A simple trick is, make the hats that lead into the snares slightly stronger, and the others a bit lighter. You're teaching the groove where to lean. Next, add the shaker layer for roll. This is the glue layer. Put shakers on 16th notes for that rolling undercurrent, but leave holes at the snare hits. In other words, if a snare is hitting, don't add a shaker right on top of it. Let the snare breathe. Then accent the offbeat slightly louder than the in-betweens. That gives you motion without turning into a constant hiss. Now add syncopated rim hits, the spice. These should feel like little answers. Try a rim right after the snare, and maybe one late in the bar as a pickup. Keep these quieter, like ghost percussion. Think velocities around 40 to 70. You want the listener to feel them more than notice them. Quick coaching moment. Use the snare as your ruler. Solo just the snare and your offbeat perk. Ask yourself two questions. Can you still hear the snare transient clearly? And does the percussion feel like it leans into the snare, rather than sitting on top of it? If the snare feels covered, shorten your hat and shaker decays first. Then consider more sidechain. Step 5. Groove. Make it swing instead of sounding like a typewriter. We'll do this the easy way. Groove pool. Open the groove pool. Grab a swing 16 groove and apply it to your offbeat perk clip. Start subtle. Timing around 10 to 25%. Velocity influence around 5 to 15. And a tiny amount of random, like 2 to 8%. Then listen. If the hat starts sounding late or lazy, reduce timing. D then B is fast. You want bounce, not drag. If you want more control, do a bit of manual nudging. Try nudging a couple shaker hits a few milliseconds early right before snares. It creates urgency, like the groove is pulling forward. And maybe pull one or two offbeat hats slightly late for a touch of laid-back bounce. The key is small moves. If you can clearly hear the timing shift, you've probably gone too far. Step 6. Clean mix. Make space for the snare and the break. On the offbeat perk track, at EQ 8, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Most hats and shakers don't need low end. If it's harsh, try a small dip around 7 to 10 kHz, maybe 1 to 3 dB. Keep it gentle. Then add compression, either compressor or glue compressor. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient still pops. Release auto or roughly 80 to 150 milliseconds. You're aiming for light control, like 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then add utility. Set your level so the percussion sits behind the snare. The snare should feel like the headline. For width, a cool trick is to widen the glue layer more than the pulse. So keep the main offbeat hat near 100% width, fairly centered, and widen the shaker or noise layer up to about 140% if it sounds good. That way you get width without smearing the groove or ruining mono compatibility. Optional. Add a very light saturator a la percussion, like 1 to 3 dB with soft clip. This can help hats read on small speakers without just turning them up. Step 7. Sidechain the percussion to the snare for instant clarity. This is a classic D-N-B move. Put a compressor on the offbeat perk track, enable sidechain, and choose the snare as the input. Settings, ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the snare hits. What you're doing is carving a tiny space exactly when the snare lands. The result is the snare cracks harder and the percussion feels like it wraps around it. Step 8. Arrange this over 16 bars so it actually lifts the break, because a one-bar loop that never changes will get old fast, especially at 174 BPM. Here's a simple 16-bar plan. Bars 1 to 4, just your offbeat hat and a light shaker, no ride. Bars 5 to 8, add the rim syncopation and slightly increase velocities for more intensity. Bars 9 to 12, introduce a ride very low in the mix or add an occasional open hat every 2 bars. Bars 13 to 16, add a small fill or variation right before bar 17. Could be a quick shaker run, a couple extra rim notes, or even a moment of silence to set up the next section. And now two easy automation moves that make everything feel more musical. First, auto-filter on the offbeat percussion group. You can automate a low-pass opening over several bars to make it feel like the top end is rising. Or automate a high-pass moving up from around 200 to 700 Hz in a build to thin it out and create tension. Either approach works. Just choose the one that fits your vibe. Second, reverb send automation. Set up a return track with Ableton Reverb. Try a decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, and high cut around 6 to 10 kHz so it stays dark and controlled. Then automate the send up in the last beat or two before a drop or phrase change, and hard cut it right on the drop. That cut is the punch. The contrast is what makes it feel big. Now, quick warning about common mistakes. 1. Too many high frequency layers. 3 or 4 hat and shaker sources can turn into white noise fast. Pick rolls, pulse, glue, spice, and maybe a lift lever. 2. No velocity variation. If everything is max velocity, it'll sound robotic and fatiguing. 3. Percussion fighting the snare. If the snare loses punch, shorten decays and deepen the snare sidechain a little. 4. Hats too wide. Wide can be cool, but too wide smears the groove and can collapse in mono. And 5. Not leaving holes. Silence is groove, especially around the snare. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Make two 8-bar versions of the same beat. Version A. only the offbeat closed hat on Anne's. Version B. Offbeat hat plus a 16th shaker with holes at snare hits, plus two rim syncopations. Apply swing, like swing 16 at around 15% timing, to version B only. Then do the best test in the world. Mute and unmute the offbeat perk. If muting it makes the groove collapse and suddenly feel flat, you did it right. That's the lift. And one final pro tip. If your edit hats feel like they're flaming against the break zone hats, don't panic. Either nudge your MIDI a tiny bit earlier or later, pick a darker sample, or simply lower your edit hat and let the break's top end lead. Sometimes the best move is subtraction. Recap to finish. Offbeat percussion in D&B is about movement between the main hits, especially the space around the snare. Build it in layers, offbeat pulse, rolling glue, and syncopated accents. Add groove with velocity and swing. Keep it clean with EQ, light compression, and protect the snare with sidechain. Then arrange over 16 bars with small variations and automation so the loop actually evolves. When you're ready, try taking the same MIDI pattern and swapping the samples for different sections, darker for the verse and brighter for the drop. Same groove, different energy. That's a really pro-sounding trick, and it's surprisingly simple. All right, load up your kit, and let's get those drums rolling.